All right, we are ready, back in line for Hebrew Club. Welcome, everybody. It's good to have all you guys here. In the dog days of summer, this is the last week of the big summer school session. So I know a lot of guys are pressed because it's been like 3 or 4 classes all the way through. And it's like, oh, man, even basketball's been dreary lately. I want to thank Tom Egger for filling in the last 2 weeks. He did a nice job and got us into chapter 29, I believe, right? So we're ready to start 1 Samuel. We're on chapter 29, and we're officially starting at verse 4, right? Just want to make a couple comments leading up to it. Remember, David has been with Achish, a general of the Philistines, for a long time now, and he's trusted by Achish. But the rulers of the Philistines, and notice that there's a different term used for them. There's two terms that used. We saw in verse 2 that Saren, at the beginning of verse 2, notice the Sarne Pelishtim, the generals of the Philistines, or the leaders of the Philistines. That Saren is a word that's used throughout 1 Samuel to refer to them. They're also referred to as Sars. At the beginning of verse 3, notice you have that different word, Sar, as princes. Notice it's normally translated. And we don't know kind of the extent of their authority or anything like that. All right. Some suggest that that term Saren is related to the Greek word tyrannos, where we get tyranny or tyrant, you know. But I didn't pursue kind of anything more than that. So when we pick it up at verse 3, remember these leaders then were asking Achish who these guys were that were following them. Remember, David and his men were following them at the rear. Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, and this is what Achish answers, who has been with me this days. Notice, I just want to call your attention to that construction near the end of verse 3. Zeh Yamim, is that been with me this days? Does everybody see that? Right, second to the last line of verse 3 there. Zeh Yamim, O Zeh Shanim. Notice that that's weird because it's literally this days. First of all, the word order is not what you commonly see when you want to use it as a demonstrative. You would expect it to be the day, the this one, right? And you would not expect Yamin to be plural. So remember, there are a few cases in which the demonstrative actually precedes the noun that it's modifying. And here you have it. And I looked this up, and I got a note here that this occurs two other times, Zeth preceding the word Yom occurs 4 times in the Bible. Two other times, it is just this form, in Joshua 22 and in 2 Samuel 14, where it means this literally this days. And in Isaiah 56 verse 12, you have it, Zeth Yom. So it's actually more common to have it, when you have this construction, to have the plural, all right? And so I don't know if it's a dialectical peculiarity or just kind of an idiomatic expression, but notice the same thing happens with this year's as well. And that that also occurs in Genesis 45, verse 6, these 2 years. And so it's kind of an interesting construction there. So anyway, notice Achish is making a case for David's trustworthiness and suggests that since David has defected to them, he's given them no cause for concern. And that's where we pick it up in verse 4. Okay, so we pick it up there. Vayikzefu alav sarei pelishtim. Then the leaders, the sarei pelishtim, the princes of the Philistines, became angry. Yikzefu at him. Alav. Okay, that's a simple call, imperfect vav consecutive from katsah, to be angry. So the princes of the Philistines became angry at him, namely Achish, vayom rulo, and they said to him, the sarei pelishtim, the princes of the Philistines said to him, hashev et ha'ish v'yashov el mekomo asher hifkad to sham. So they said to him, hashev. Notice that is a Hifil imperative from Shuv. So it's going to take a direct object. Return et ha'ish, the man. Return the man. Ve'yashov, notice it's from the same root, Shuv, but this time it's a call, intransitive. So it's return the man so that he might return to his place. Okay? Which hifkato, which you appointed for him. There. Okay? So now notice the hifkato is from pakad. Alright, and it's a hifil perfect second masculine singular with a third masculine singular suffix. Notice that the whole phrase, asher, hifkato sham, notice the sham functions as a resumptive. It seems a little awkward in English to even add it. Notice how it sounds. Remove or return the man so that he might return to his place where you appointed him there. And remember, he had given him a town, Ziklag, I believe, is where David was. Okay? Velo yered imanu, so that he might not, and he will not go down with us, from Yarad. Okay? And he will not go down with us, ba-milchama, in the war. Velo yehielanu, le-satan ba-milchama, and he will not become to us a satan, an adversary. He will not become an adversary to us, or he will not become our adversary. Notice the lanu, you can give it that force as well. He will not become our adversary, ba milchama, in the war. Okay? U bame yitratzeze el adonav. In what way, okay, could this one, now notice yit Ratza. It means to make himself favorable. From Ratza. Ratza means to be favorable or to be to be favorable to someone or to be gracious to someone. So here's the hitpael, to make oneself favorable. Okay? And in what way could this one make himself favorable to his Lord? Halo bera Sheha Anashim Ha'em. Is it not by the heads of these men? So notice what the princes are worried about is that David will try to, they don't trust him. They suggest that when they get into the battle against his own countrymen, he'll turn on them to win the favor back of Saul. Does that make sense? Does anyone have any questions through verse 4? It's kind of a long verse. Alright. Good. Haloze David asher ya'anu lo ba mecholot lemor. Is this David, or is this not David? Haloze David. Is this not David who ya'anu lo, who they sing about him? See, now notice you have that resumptive pronoun lo again. Who they sing about him, and this ya'anu is simply from ana, call imperfect. Who about? So in English we'd say, is this not David about whom they sing ba-mecholot, with dances? Notice the noun there, mecholot, with the preposition bait, and you can see that the root of there is from chul, to whirl, to dance, and this is a noun. So is this not David about whom they sing with dances, saying, now here we have this familiar thing we've seen before, hikasha'ul, Ba'alafav, Saul has struck Ba'alafav, his thousands, Ve'David, but David, Beriv Votav, his 10,000s. Alright. Va'yikra Akish el David. Then Akish called to David, Va'yomra, Va'yomer Elav, and he said to him, Chayawe ki yasharata v'tov be'enai, Zetekau vo aka iti bamachane. Okay. Chai Yahweh. Notice as soon as you see the chai, what kind of phrase are you thinking this is? As soon as you see this chai Yahweh. Okay. Okay, there's a vocative sense to it, but think of it as he's going to make an oath. He's making an oath. Chai Yahweh. By the life of Yahweh, or as Yahweh lives. Certainly, upright are you and good in my eyes. Or, I'm sorry, I'm going to pause after I talk. Certainly, you are upright. And, now understand the verb, and you have been good in my eyes. Notice that here you have a zeteka, the infinitive construct from yatsa. You're coming and your goings with me in the camp. So, as Yahweh lives, you certainly are upright. And good, and you have been good in my eyes in your goings and in your comings with me in the camp. All right, so he's simply, you know, relating the past history. Kilo, for not have I found in you ra'a. I have not found ra'a in you. I have not found evil in you, or I've not found, you know, any reason to distrust you. I mean, really, that's what he's saying here. Miyom, from the day of your coming, here's another infinitive construct, from the day of your coming, Eli, to me, ad hayom hazeh, until this day. Ah, here's the nice way we normally see it when the yom is singular. Until this day. Uve ene haseranim, but in the eyes of the seranim, here's the leaders, again, a specialized term, but in the eyes of the leaders, lo tovata, you ain't good. You're not good. Okay? Any questions through verse 6? Okay? Everything clear? Ve'ata, verse 7, ve'ata, and now, shuv ve'lek be'shalom. And now, return, here's an imperative, return ve'lek and go be'shalom. Go in peace. Return and go in peace. Ve'lo ta'aseh ra, and do not make trouble, ra, and do not make trouble, be'ene, in the eyes of the sarne pelishtim, and do not make trouble in the eyes of the Philistines. Okay. Vayomer, David said, El Akish to Akish, ki me asiti uma matzata be'avdeka. And David said to Akish, notice that he's asking this question with the ma. Now the key gives a certain kind of force to it. Something like, indeed, what have I done? Okay? But indeed is not right in English. It's something like, whatever have I done? Probably that might get it. And what have you found in your servant? Okay? Miyom asher hayiti lefaneka, from the day when I was before you. Ad hayom hazeh, until this day. So again, David said to Akish, whatever have you found? I'm so sorry, whatever have I done? And what have you found in your servant? From the day when I was before you, up until this day. Ki lo avo, for not... ki lo avo venilchamti be'oive Adoni Hamelech. For I will not go, and I'm sorry, for will I not go and will I not fight against the enemies of my Lord the King? Okay. Probably a better way to translate that key would be that I should not go and fight against the enemies of my Lord the King. So notice he's calling Achish his Lord. So, what have I done, and what have you found in your servant from the day when I was before you until this day, that I should not go and I should not fight against the enemies of my Lord the King? Okay. Good. Any questions? Again, we're going pretty good here. Verse 9. Vayan Achish vayomer el David. Then Achish answered, that's from Anah, and he said to David, Yadati, I know, ki tovata, I know that good are you. See, that you are tov. Be'enai, in my eyes, kemalak Elohim, as an angel of God. Kemalak Elohim. Ak sare, pelishtim amru, but, see, but the princes of the Philistines have said, Amru, Lo ya'ale imanu, he shall not go up with us, ba milchama, in the war. verse 10, Va'atan, so, Hashkem ba'boker, get up early in the morning. That Hashkem, remember, is from Shakam, it's a Hifil imperative. And it means to get up early. Get up early in the morning, Va'avde Adoneka, Asher ba'u ita, and the servants of your Lord who have come with you. Alright? Vahish kamtem, and you shall get up early, baboker, in the morning. Again, notice that this is again from Shakam, and it's a Hifil, and you shall get up early in the morning, Ve'or lakem, and there is light to you. Valeku, this is again just a imperative from Halak, and go. Okay, so again the whole verse. And so, get up early in the morning. Also, the servants of your Lord who have come with you. Alright. And you should get up in the morning when you have light. See, when there is light to you, and go. Okay, so Achish is basically telling him, don't wait around. Get out of here. So they don't trust you. Alright, one more verse here. Verse 11. Vayash kim David. So David got up early. He and Anashav and his men, laleket baboker, to leave in the morning. That laleket, remember, infinitive construct, call. To leave in the morning. Lashuv, to return el eretz pelishtim, to return to the land of the Philistines. U pelishtim, but the Philistines, alu, went up from Allah to Yisrael, to Jezreel. Okay, if you remember, Israelites were at a fountain in verse 1. It kind of gives the description of where they were. They were in Jezreel, and the Philistines were in Aphek. So Aphek and Jezreel are, I don't know, they're not that close together. But anyway, Israel was encamped in Jezreel, and that's where the Philistines were going. Okay. Well, good. That gets us to the last chapter, and we'll start that one next week. Does anyone have any questions about what we've read? Again, notice how easy we're able to go this far into the book, with syntax and grammar and vocabulary. Boy, we're just kind of coming up. When we get done with this book, we'll probably do some selected psalms or something like that, and then maybe go to a prophet just to get something different next year. See how that goes. So we look forward to seeing you. Well, next week, same time, same station. Thank you, guys.